Something that's happening in our city right now, pet owners at City Place are fighting back against a ban on new animals in two of the condo towers in the development located north of Lakeshore Boulevard West near Spadina. Jen Fisher, who has launched a petition to challenge the rule passed in 2016 by the condo board, says she believes that a ban can set a really dangerous precedent. And here's how it works. Residents were required last year to register their existing pets at the management office. This month, signs went up reminding owners that no new pets are being permitted in the buildings and unregistered pets must be removed. The rule covers cats, dogs, reptiles, rodents, and birds. Fisher said she had to find a new home for a dog she was fostering, although her own pet is registered and can stay. And part of the issue she has is that she said that the group who signed the petition thought it was a dog-inclusive, pet-friendly facility, pointing out that the two buildings, in fact, have a dog run, and she has started a petition as part of an attempt to reverse the rule. Joining us to talk about this is real estate lawyer Mark Weisletter, who's been on the show before. Hi, Mark. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you, Barb. It's great to be here.
Are you familiar at all with this story and this situation?
I've just heard it, and I have to tell you, it does sound a little bit peculiar to me. You know, without having read the condominium documents, it does sound a little bit strange.
It sounds to me as though this condo area with a number of buildings in it was almost sold as a pet-friendly building. So can a condo board just change the rules when they want to?
You see, a lot will depend on what the declaration of the condominium said. This is the document that, once it's written, it takes over 80% of all owners to make significant changes. So I have a feeling the declaration in that building allowed pets. And so to change that, it would actually need not, you know, 80% show up at a meeting, but 80% of all owners. So if it's 100 owners, you would need minimum 80 to change that to say no pets. If they did it by way of a rule, the courts have already said that rules can only be used up to a certain point. So they have to be for safety and security. So a lot of condominium boards, for example, have said no Airbnb by rule because there is a safety issue. People don't know who's coming in next door, and so that has been held to be a legitimate rule. Also, rules that say, yeah, we allow dogs, but we're going to put a weight limit of 30 pounds. Again, you could justify that in an emergency, running down steps. You don't want very large animals. That's been upheld as a legitimate rule. But banning pets when they are already permitted, the courts have already said this is not a legitimate use of a rule. So I haven't read the declaration in those buildings, but that's why I said it sounded peculiar. It sounds like they really don't have the right to do this.
I also find it interesting that they had a plan in place to have people register their pets. I would assume they would have had to let owners know, if you don't register your pet will not be allowed to stay. Because I would think a lot of people may not want to just register their pet if they're thinking, well, the condo just wants to keep track of who's got pets in which unit. But then to later find out if you didn't register your pet has to go.
Yeah, again, it really doesn't make sense. Now, you know, I've seen situations, there are some buildings that are older, like perhaps in the, you know, like 30 years ago, where in the document it said no pets permitted. And so that was a truly, from the beginning, a no-pet building. And I remember, you know, a buyer came to me and I was looking at the papers and she said, I need a service animal. I said, but when you say service animal, can you not see? Are you blind? And she said, no, I need a therapy dog. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, for human rights, you might be able to force them to let you have that dog, but the board is going to come down hard on you to prove medically that you need the service animal. I said, you really want that fight with the board? And so for some reason, I don't really know or understand why the board down there has taken this hard line against pets, but it's hard to fight these things. You got to get lawyers, and the lawyers for the condominium, they're all paid for already. It's expensive to fight this, but I really believe the residents are in the right here, that you cannot, by a rule, just say we're banning all pets.
As of this date or moving forward.
Yeah, as of this date. No, you can't. Now, if somebody said they're banning smoking, as an example, I've seen those kinds of rules where they say, we're not going to allow anybody to smoke cigarettes, but if you were smoking as of this day, you register that you were smoking and we'll let you smoke until you sell your unit because the building is going to become non-smoking. And people can make arguments as to health reasons, et cetera, why they want to do that. And many of the buildings don't allow cannabis, smoking or growing because of that. And all the residents are okay with that. But I think this really, in many ways, does cross a legal line that I think could be challenged in court.
Do you find in your experience that it's difficult in condo buildings with pet owners and non-pet owners and clashing between the two?
Oh, it's always.
Really?
Difficult. And, when you're a landlord in a condominium, you can't say to a tenant, you can't bring a pet unless the condominium doesn't allow pets. But for many landlords, they really, they're worried about the pets scratching the floors, damaging the place. The landlord is worried, but if the condominium permits the pets, they really can't stop a tenant in Ontario from bringing it. So these pets have always been issues between landlords, tenants. I can understand this, but again, it goes to the power of the condominium board to make these kinds of rules in the first place.
Mark Weisletter, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Barb. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Mark Weisletter is a real estate lawyer.